The Christmas holidays are occasions for families to gather together and celebrate Christmas in their own particular way. Some families are within the same town, city, or part of the country, but others are spread across continents. So at this time of year, urgent care clinics will see visitors from out of town, and the logistics of being a long way from home can play a part in the management choices of that patient. So when Santa limped into urgent care one Boxing Day morning, we had to consider other factors in addition to the injury at hand. This is When Santa Came to Urgent Care, Part 4. Hello, Santa Claus?
Yes.
Hello again. Why have you come to urgent care this year?
Well, what it is, Doctor, I was up a chimney in London when I lost my footing and fell hard on the ground. I've had an awful limp since. My own doctor's away for the holidays, so again, I thought I'd come to your urgent care clinic.
Well, your heel looks very bruised there, Santa, and it is quite swollen. Do you have any pain anywhere else?
No, it's just my heel.
Well, if we look at your x-ray that our triage nurse arranged for you, you can see that you've fractured your calcaneus bone, your heel bone.
Well, that sounds nasty. It's a good job I finished my rounds for this year.
Well, these can be tricky injuries, and there are a few things we need to think about. So allow me to go into a little bit more depth for our listeners. So Santa has sustained a calcaneal fracture in probably the most classical way, a fall from height onto the heels causing an axial loading force. Whilst a fall from a chimney is an occupational hazard for Santa, we more often see people doing this injury falling from a ladder when cleaning the gutters or fixing the roof. Some people leap over a wall or fence expecting the fall on the other side to be similar to the side they leapt from, only to find a more precipitous drop, and I have seen this injury in someone jumping into a shallow swimming pool and hitting their heels on the bottom. They can also be caused by something rising up to meet you rather than you falling, so a car accident might jam the car's firewall against your heels, for example. It is because of these mechanisms that we have to have our thoughts towards associated injuries. We should always check the other calcaneus for injury, as usually we land with both feet together, and bilateral injury occurs in 10% of cases. But we should also work our way proximally, making sure that the knees, pelvis and vertebrae are examined for pain and investigate these areas accordingly. If we suspect a calcaneal fracture, the patient will often have a painful heel to squeeze, and often bilateral bruising and swelling. In an urgent care clinic, an x-ray is our main investigation available, and we should be sure to request calcaneal views and not just normal ankle views. When looking at calcaneal x-rays, there are a couple of angles you might see mentioned. The most common I've come across is the Bowler's angle. This is measured by drawing two lines on the lateral calcaneal view. Both lines go through the highest point on the posterior facet. Then one of the lines goes through the anterior articular process and the other through the superior tuberosity. It should form an angle of 20 to 40 degrees, and this angle is decreased by displaced calcaneal fractures. You might also come across the angle of Gizane, I hope I'm saying that correctly, which is an angle between a line from the lateral margin of the posterior facet and a line anterior to the beak of the calcaneus. It should be 120 to 145 degrees, but I've only ever seen Bowler's angle on x-ray reports. There's also a classification system called the Sanders classification that has four types. Type 1 is undisplaced. Type 2 has a single fracture, so meaning there's two fragments. Type 3 has two fracture lines, meaning three fragments, and type 4 are comminuted into four or more fragments. So if you see a fracture of the calcaneus, it is important to determine, in addition to these angles, is it a comminuted fracture? Does it involve the subtalar joint? Is there any displacement? And is it an open fracture? Because these factors will all help determine the management. Certain fractures can be managed with conservative treatment, usually those that do not involve the subtalar joint and that are undisplaced. However, what I do in my personal practice is that I discuss all cases of calcaneal fracture with the orthopaedic team on call. Often they require CT scans as the gold standard investigation, and I do not rely on plain films alone to determine suitability for conservative treatment without discussion with an orthopod. If you have a look at the OrthoBullets page on this injury, you will see complications listed such as subtalar arthritis, lateral impingement with perineal irritation, compartment syndrome, and malunion, and they state a 40% complication rate. So I think it wise that we involve orthopaedics early. If the x-rays are negative and the patient is suitably sore, the possibility of an occult fracture versus simple heel bruise should be considered, so it's usually good practice to treat these symptomatically and arrange suitable follow-up. Now, in relation to our patient, one issue with Santa is that they have a long flight home. This can cause issues with the airlines, so as a starting point of reference, I always go to the Air New Zealand guidelines, linked in the show notes, that provide information regarding all kinds of medical ailments and whether someone can fly or not. It lists who needs special MEDA paperwork completing, and for injuries, it lists how long after a cast application someone can fly, whether the cast needs to be bivalved, or other useful information. I've yet to find one as comprehensive as the Air New Zealand one, and it is a great guide. But of course, if you have any issues, airlines have aviation doctors who we can call for advice, but these guidelines are a great place to start. So, Santa, to make you more comfortable, we're going to put your leg into a back slab cast and supply you with some crutches. I'm then going to have a chat to the orthopaedic team on call to see what they advise, bearing in mind that you need to get home to the North Pole, but we have to make sure you're safe to fly and that your injury has been managed as best we can.
Well, I'm so glad I came and saw you, Doctor. Thank goodness for urgent care. Now have yourself a lovely Christmas. Na dolly llawen, pawb.
So the orthopaedic team decided to admit Santa that night for a CT scan and to determine further treatment. It was decided to conservatively manage the fracture, but due to the swelling, they had to delay their travel for several days. Fortunately, Santa had travel insurance, so their sleigh was repatriated by the elves, and Santa took an Air New Zealand flight business class home to the North Pole in comfort. With the help of the North Pole orthopaedic team, they made a full recovery. Now I wonder if Santa will ever have need to pop by an urgent care clinic again. Join us in the next podcast to find out. Thanks for listening.